Freedom Fiends with Nima V and Michael Dean.
I'm Nima Vedotti representing Austin, Texas. We've also got Michael W. Dean out there in his windowless bunker. What's up, man?
This is Mr. Michael Dean broadcasting live and worldwide from a windowless bunker at an undisclosed location in the rural wild mountain west in the occupied states of America. You know, that is going to become my good night and good luck. I really
of
believe
course.
It. Yeah.
Although undisclosed to whom, not the NSA, I would think.
It's all connected. Many local police departments have requested that the DHS give them $250,000 for one of these bear cats. It's a tank with wheels. You know, people say,
well,
oh.
MSNBC says it's not a tank. Tanks have tracks.
Yeah.
Duh.
Yeah, it's basically a Ford with the body of a vehicle that you would have in Afghanistan while fighting a war. And it has a turret for a machine gun, 50 cal mount.
Yes.
And it has little holes to fire a 30 cal battle rifle through. And it's got a big injector arm that you can poke into the side of a house.
Yes.
And pump the house full of tear gas to get people to come out.
It's,
and,
it's a multi-purpose arm, too. You can also use it. You can put an attachment on it to actually knock down the wall of the house. It's security theater, man. That's all it is. I mean, yeah they're going to use the Bearcat for some horrible tyranny, but I think another point of it is just to show the overwhelming force and try to get people to decide, to pick a side, basically. Yeah. Are you going to be the guy who gets swatted, or are you going to be the guy who takes his kids to the park to sit in the Bearcat and pretend that they're doing the swatting?
Welcome to Michael's Bearcat World. Come in and get your own Citizen's Bearcat today. Comes with 50 cal mount.
I wonder, could any group or person buy one of these Bearcats? Are they sold exclusively to state and local police organizations? Could I go to a dealership with $250,000 and say, hey, I'll take the black one? Yeah.
Yes. And put a bumping stereo in it, because I want to listen to the Freedom Fiends while I drive around my Bearcat.
Do-do-do. Bear cats into my home. The SWAT team came and they crushed my bones.
Yeah. Yeah. Nice, nice.
Bearcats are just another iteration of social engineering. This kind of stuff's been going on a long time.
Yeah.
When the film technology was such that the government could manipulate it to their own ends, they did so. Same thing's happening with social networking now. I mean, that was the big hubbub in 2008 during the Barack Obama campaign, right? Was, well, he's going to win because he knows how to manipulate these social networks, and he's got a big presence on the web and Facebook and Twitter. Of course, Ron Paul had all that too, but that didn't make him win, did it?
Yeah, and I like how other Republicans said that they had to figure out how to capture the youth vote the way Ron Paul did. And I was thinking, by not being square and trying to control everybody, that's how Ron right. Paul did it. And you can't right, be right. square and control everybody and capture that vote. And we've decided that people who want to go back to when America was good are describing an America of the mind. And we figured out where the America of the mind came from. A lot of it came from industrial films and educational films and government propaganda films. This genre is called industrial films. And basically, a type of industrial film that was popular in the 40s, 50s, 60s, and 70s, it was called the social guidance film. We
guidance,
didn't mention that
yes.
part. But
much softer term than social engineering,
than
isn't it?
Social engineering
social
or
guidance,
government propaganda
yeah.
or Soviet style hate speech. State speech is hate speech.
They decided they'd go after these government contracts because, hey, they have a captive market in public schools back in the 50s who will buy these films to play these films for their students. And so while it probably was a private company who actually put up the capital for this, it's because they were chasing tax dollars.
Well, yeah, they were part of the military industrial film complex.
There you go.
Yeah. Tyrants are so square.
Freedom Fiends with Nima V and Michael Dean. Listen soon before they get droned. Now on the Genesis Communications Network.